are the Tuesdays? Let's get into those.
Yeah.
It is March the Penguin's 20th.
Keep on marching.
That's still, not you know what
day it is.
What did Gage? Did I fuck up? That's God not damn what it, is. Gage.
We're hold like, on. It's the 13th.
We're 9 days ahead right now.
Oh man, daylight saving time is fucked up.
You're way too far into the future.
Try this again.
Are the Tuesdays still right?
Can we get like a rewind? You, nope. You gotta add that.
I'm not doing it.
You gotta do it.
Nope.
Ian?
What?
Can we get a rewind?
No, fuck it.
No,
we're going.
No, go. It's been hot and heavy so far.
It is March of the Penguins 13th.
Ooh.
And it is
2 days and one.
Donald Duck Day.
Is that still?
Yes, still? Okay. Yes, it's still, yeah, yeah.
Cool.
Donald Duck Day.
Can anybody talk like Donald Duck?
I can't.
No.
Me neither.
Hmm.
No, neither can I.
What a shame.
Are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Pull your pants up.
Sticks out.
Sticks out.
No, I can't.
I'm not confident enough in my abilities to do it.
You don't need
to do
be.
It right now on
I
the
did,
spot.
I did my Stephen Hawking's on the spot.
But you're very good at that. I do not do this voice very often, and I will fuck it all up, and I'm not going
to
do it.
You're bragging right now, so now you need to
yeah,
do
you're
it.
Humble bragging, no. Yeah, you're humble-bragging, and I really appreciate that.
I'm admitting that I'm not great at it.
I'm flaccid as hell.
Good.
Who is your favorite Looney Tune?
Buster. Buster.
Buster?
Buster Brown.
Oh, from Tiny Toons?
Mm-hmm. Oh, Buster Busts Loose. It's a video game.
I don't recall.
I own it.
You do?
Yeah.
Is that Super Nintendo?
Yes.
this is my...
Taz. Tasmanian DeVille.
What's that? That's his last name?
DeVille?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's Cruella DeVille's son.
Oh. Yeah.
He made a coat out of... Who's the pig?
Oh. Pinky.
Porky.
Porky Pig. Yeah.
Porky.
Actually, well, yeah.
Pinklet Pig. Yeah.
Mine's probably the kid that flushes stuff down the toilet.
Mm. I don't know who you're talking about. I just want it to be Montana Max. He's a dickhead.
Don't know who you're talking about.
He's a little dirtbag. You know who
else is he the rich
cool?
kid?
You know, fuck, what's his name?
Maximilian?
Yeah, sure.
Richie Rich.
Yeah.
I like Bobby from Bobby's World.
Man, what was the fucking dude, the thing's name? The big red, like, spooky thing.
The Noid. The Noid. Avoid the Noid.
The big furry.
It's Rupert.
No.
He was like, he's
Donnie Darko.
And I will hug him and love him and hold him.
No, it's like, he's like, ah, oh, fuck.
He just looks like a ball sack upside down.
Yeah, but it's red.
He's covered in hair.
Red bunny. Yeah.
No, God, I know what his name is.
Because Lurch.
I'll find it here in a second because it's on my pop wish list.
Mario.
Mario.
It is Mario. You're right. You got it.
I like, my favorite character is the lion from that episode when he's like, how many lumps do you want? He's like, oh, three or four, and he hits him on the head four times.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Looney Tunes.
No, the duck that flushes thing down the toilet goes, ducky, go down the hole. Stuff like that.
Oh my God, yeah. Okay.
Or anytime They Might Be Giants comes on and plays Triangle Man.
It was Gossamer.
I would have never got that in a million years.
No, but I know exactly who you're talking about.
I thought he had a different name. I thought it started with an N.
Jessica
for whatever reason.
Yeah, Pete Puma. That's my favorite
Puma,
character.
He made shoes.
You mean him?
No, I mean Pete Puma.
That's Pete Puma.
Pete Pumpa.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a three or four guy, and he gets hit in the head a lot.
Happy Donald Duck Day.
Apparently, he has a middle name. Fauntleroy?
That's fake.
Oh, sweet.
Donald Fauntleroy Duck.
I'm pretty sure Fauntleroy was a... title of a Craigslist posting I saw earlier.
Mm.
You know my favorite thing about Donald Duck?
What's your favorite thing about Donald Duck?
Is knowing that you can always count on him to heal you.
Dude, fuck, I was about to say the same thing.
Ronald McDuck? Oh, shit.
He's a fucking... I hate him.
That's not Donald
Kingdom Hearts
Duck.
Donald Duck sucks.
Yes, he's terrible.
Oh, this is awkward.
Because he thinks we're talking about Daffy Duck now.
So did I.
Oh,
yeah,
no!
That's why you said Looney
Tunes. I was thinking about Daffy Duck the entire time. Donald Duck.
Who's your favorite?
Right. Who's your favorite
Disney character? Disney animated character.
Oh,
shit. All
right. You fucked me up.
Oh, God, do we have to start over now?
You fucked me up so bad with that. Because I was sitting here like, shit, they're talking about Doc. Who are they talking about? I was like, that's not.
God damn. Now.
But you know I'm correct. When I said Looney Tunes, you guys were just like, all right, yeah.
Maybe it's a cartoon.
Sure.
I thought you just come with Looney Tunes.
I thought you were just asking.
Who's your favorite Rugrat?
That'll show you that confidence can take you anywhere in the world.
That's how I got here.
Yeah.
That's how I have all these things.
Yeah.
He's been on TV.
That's how I'm so confident.
It's also Ken Day. Like, Ken Masters Day, I guess.
Can we celebrate it?
Can we?
I hate the shit out of you.
I got it. It's okay. I thought it was funny.
So it's that it's Ken, like the doll.
Yeah.
Barbie doll.
Yes.
So if you were a Ken doll, what would your accessories be that you come with?
Oh, that's a good question.
I'm going to tell you, if I was a Ken doll, I'd probably come with a lot of accessories. Get it?
No.
It's dirty sex toys.
Oh.
There's a subreddit devoted to coming on figures.
Oh, right. I take back what I said.
Awesome.
You're part of that community.
If I was a Ken doll, well, Ian, I'll let you go first. Don't forget to put the hashtag.
I would come with a flat bill hat that had a money sign on it and said, chia.
Would you also come with a vest for your earnings costume?
No. I would come with flip-flops that on the bottom said, walking on sunshine. And then I would also come with a Speedo. But on the Speedo it says, don't worry about it.
Is there a bottle cap opener on your flip-flops?
No, it's built into my knee.
Mm. Oh, your action doll.
Yeah, it's a knee brace that I wear. I come with that. And I also have a set of keys, a car keys.
I'm surprised you don't have a GameCube controller in there.
No, well, that's inside the...
That's your pull string.
That's inside.
There, you don't have like a pull string that says lines. You have a string that comes out that you plug it in and you play the doll as a fucking melee controller.
No, I have a satchel. And the satchel is actually just a GameCube.
There you go.
and the strap is the GameCube controller cord.
Okay.
But I have a set of car keys, but no car.
That's extra. Kyle, what are your accessories?
Probably a skateboard, and a helmet, and a video.
camcorder. It's a video that comes with
a camcorder.
So you're Bam Margera at 16.
Pretty much, yeah. But here's the thing, I can't skate.
Oh, there you go.
So,
neither can he.
I don't know. I thought he was pretty good.
It's
alright. I would come with karate, like kung fu karate action, hell karate yeah. chop action, and accessories sold separately.
Oh, you're one of those asshole toys.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Mine would...
But not an asshole toy. Like, give it a...
I'm a Ken doll.
Could be an asshole toy.
I do come with, like, a Hawaiian shirt on. What's your head shape like? Like, I have a Hawaiian shirt, and, like, I have, like, cargo shorts.
Right.
What's your head shape like?
This is very important.
Asshole toy.
And I got some high top chucks. Some high top chucks. With the cargo shorts and the Hawaiian shirt, you know?
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
You almost died.
Yep.
You almost died in a Red Bull.
So, did you already answer?
My accessories would be probably a vat of hair gel.
Vat?
Yeah. What do you think goes in this hair?
It doesn't look very stiff.
Well, no, it's an all-day thing, but it's got to last a long time.
It's an old bay thing.
I'd also come with these glasses for, you know, casual gauge and then super serious gauge. I'd also come with a smaller version of my Ken doll toy so that my doll could hold, because I'm selfish, and I would have a toy version of myself, absolutely. So the toy version of me would have a toy version of me.
That's getting really meta.
Yeah, well, you don't know that the little one also has a smaller
toy.
It's
just a constant.
Yeah, so.
It's amazing how they do it.
There's a bunch of them.
Just don't get them together really close, or the universe will implode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's probably it. There you go.
What would your...
Also, debt.
Oh, shit.
Crippling debt.
Yeah.
So, if you had, like, a pull string, what would your saying be?
Mine would say, God damn it. I there was not an answer. There's some reason I thought, who's in my mouth would be...
Who's in my mouth?
Mine would say, who's your favorite Looney Tune? I don't know. Mine would probably say, I'm awesome or something stupid, because I'm full of myself, so I would be like...
What about you?
Mine would have multiple phrases. The first one would be, oh, what the fuck? And then all the other ones you have to pay extra for.
Oh, DLC?
Yeah.
Loot boxes.
It's like a little micro SD card that you put in...
Oh, like fun clips.
Hit clips. It comes with a micro
fun
SD
clip.
Card.
Fun clip sounds better.
It goes right in the ass crack of the fucking toy.
I hate how involved your toy is.
You're so into that community. You don't even know. What about you, Kyle?
Probably something like, I'm sorry you bought me.
You can return this within 5 to 7 days.
Yeah.
And after the seventh day, it automatically reverts to no returns.
Mm-hmm. Or kind of like Mission Impossible, it just explodes there after 7 days. Yeah.
Ian?
Mine would just be a lot of nervous noises. We would just go, Helm. Hey. It would do things like that. And then I thought of one. It's a really good original like quote that I say all the time. It just goes, there's a snake in my boot.
Oh, wow. That's a good one.
That's great. Wow. Yeah, you should probably copyright that. That's fantastic.
But go ahead with your Tuesdays.
It is April 3rd, and it's World Party Day.
Oh, my God. It's all about Andrew W.K. and vaping today.
Yep. April 3rd, 2018. Skate fast, eat ass.
God bless. I love that. That's a so great date.
I'm really concerned about Andrew W.K.'s health today. Why? Oh, my God. It's National Party Day.
If anything, I'm more worried about his health on any
it's
other
It's not
day.
National Party Day. It's World Fair. Party Day.
World Party
So the entire world.
The entire world will be partying.
So he's flying to Antarctica. He's flying, South America. Yeah. He's going to every single continent.
He's going to try to party on every continent on World Party Day before he dies.
Yeah. He's dropping party bombs.
All right.
Like party Nagasaki. And party Hiroshima. Party bombs. Big Boy and Fat Lou. I don't remember their names.
There you go. Big Boy and Fat Lou. That's it. You got it.
So, World Party Day first appeared in a novel in 1995.
By Andrew W.K.?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Flight, a fiction novel, whatever. The first World Party Day was on April 3rd, 2000.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's so, not that far away. It doesn't count.
18 years of parties.
Yeah.
My karma bunny is not very good.
Shitty chocolate.
Let Kyle eat some.
I'm good. Wherever you are, celebrate with friends and family. I'm good. And thank you. I appreciate it, though.
You're lost.
What?
You're lost.
Okay. So yeah, World Party Day. Get out there and, I don't know, roll on Molly. I don't know. It's also National Find a Rainbow Day.
Ooh, find Double a rainbow, rainbow party in.
LSD. Acid.
Yeah.
Scrooms.
Party Scrooms. In the pot of gold.
What?
Party in the pot of gold. The first time I said bot, and that's okay.
Well, what if... Okay, what if... Listen to me.
Alright, what if we listen to you? Wow.
So... Let's say Andrew W.K. is flying around. He's dropping those party bombs. Those party bombs are full of little pills of LSD.
So that's what's in them. It's so it's like a like a.
So it's like a. Remember those Wonder Balls?
Pinata. Okay.
I was like a Wonder Ball full of LSD and stuff, and then you take it, and that's when the party starts. And now you gotta find that rainbow.
Yes.
Before it runs out.
For sure.
You gotta catch the rainbow, taste the rainbow.
Okay.
Skate the rainbow. 2018 Skate Fest DS.
Originally, this was founded by Roy G. Biv. It's a fun fact.
That's Rainbow Man, right?
Yep, Rainbow Man.
Roy G. Biv?
Roy G. Biv.
Was that his real name?
Yeah, it was, yeah. Roy Jibiv.
Roy Jibiv?
Oh, Jibiv.
Mm-hmm.
He's a classic Jibiv player. He's a Jibivman.
It doesn't say... Wait, how to observe. Find yourself a rainbow or use the garden hose or a prism to make yourself one.
No, see, that's bullshit.
That's you fraudulent. You can't do that.
You can't do that.
You have to pop... acid and make ass. And become you have to pop ass and become a rainbow.
Whenever I fart, I'm gonna call it popping ass.
That's just me popping ass over here.
I'm sorry.
I just happened to pop some ass, my bad.
It's also National Tweed Day.
Like tweed isn't like the old fashioned rope?
I don't think so.
Oh, definition? That's swine. Never mind.
I think. Oh no.
Hell yeah.
My eyes are bleeding.
That looks like a migraine.
What the fuck is that?
Tweeds.
Are these ink blots? Like, are we supposed to determine what we see in these?
You're supposed to say a number in here. If you don't see it, you're colorblind.
Oh, okay. Oh,
I see a small man.
I see a zero.
I'm gonna take the upper right hand corner.
Okay.
I'm
damn.
I'm X.
Everybody, me to that why? Why? Why don't you take the center?
I'll take middle.
Zero. Take center.
I'll take middle at an O.
In tic-tac-toe, if you keep taking corners, you basically win.
Okay,
if you have three
corners,
you
go
win.
Back. Me and Kyle are playing tic-tac-toe. I go in the middle. Zero, no, go ahead.
Okay, bottom right.
Okay, middle right.
Kyle's like, wait.
Top middle.
Okay, middle left. I win.
Yeah.
So God, you see, I
what the fuck? What kind of logic was that? If you
use
take the corners, you win. Well, yeah,
quarters,
but if they make a straight line, you lose. Stupid asshole.
Whoa.
I was in JV Tic Tac, okay?
Oh, yeah. You know JV?
Yeah.
Damn.
Because of him.
I was varsity captain.
He was
Tic-Tac.
First he was first chair.
Yeah.
He was chairman.
Need for tweed.
Chairman Hot. What was that? Farmer Tweed? What was that up to?
Wait. Boss Tweed?
Up Tweed Farms.
Oh. Tweedy Bird.
Is that what the kids are calling it these days?
Tweed?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, some of that. Some
that's a good tweed.
You trying to corduroy. Get you trying to get tweed smoked, right?
Oh, the tweed.
That's
weasel.
Pretty. That's awesome. Is that a weasel?
Folk art and
yeah, it's a tweed weasel.
It's better picture.
I like.
Why
how
does he have a cane?
He's got a limp.
The tweed weasel. Is that a weasel?
He's so stonered up. He needs a cane.
Ooh, more weasels.
Hell, ooh, what's yeah. that one on the top right?
I feel like we're gonna go down.
Ooh, critter control. We're in a hole.
Yeah, a second.
We're in a weasel hole.
Yeah,
dummy.
It's the Tweed Run.
I think we're good.
What's the Tweed Run? Boss Tweed.
Yeah, Boss Tweed is actually who it's named after, I think. He was born April 3rd, 1823.
Holy shit, he's old.
He was the wealthiest
he's a big money
and most
sack.
He was the wealthiest and most powerful politician of his time. He was considered the poster boy for political corruption.
Alright, so that's he's just Donald Trump from like 100 and some odd years ago.
But he has this.
He's got that stuff going
on. He's the Tweed Miser.
Look at him. Go up. Look at him chilling with all that money. And yeah. He's got like
he's
the,
got a house on his head.
Yeah, he's got like the that
he
political
made the first
house.
Hat.
The political house.
Yeah,
he made the first
like
hat.
The politics
yeah,
house.
See? First hat on his head. He was a hat man.
Tweed is often worn by Sherlock Holmes, James Bond, and Professor Henry Jones of Indiana Jones.
Oh. You could probably
that's his dad,
just
right?
called him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Clearly. There's Snoop Dogg with a Tweed.
Snoop Dogg weird. Partners with Tweed.
I'm shocked.
to mark off all the T's.
Yeah, they,
I'm
like,
sorry, were these... Was that Tweed Birkenstocks? Yep.
These?
Yep. Yeah. Great.
Well, you act like they aren't these.
That looks hideous.
That's awful.
That looks utterly hideous.
What about wow. the
Birkenstocks?
It's like somebody
awful.
It's like somebody ate an old couch and barfed it up.
Yeah, it kind of does. Oh my god, Tweed looks like an old couch.
Why is there pictures of women? They aren't Tweed.
Who are all these women?
Look at that woman.
That's she not has, Tweed.
There's nothing she, Tweed on
she's
her.
Just got nipples. What the fuck?
Her name's Shane
why,
and Tweed.
Why does she have nipples?
Listen, Shane and Tweed.
Okay, Shane and Tweed, everybody.
Yeah, but why does she have nipples?
There's the Tweed dog. Yeah, only nerds have nipples.
Yeah.
Looking at you, Gage.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad we did our Tweed search.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what is Houndstooth? I need to know what that is.
It's probably a tweed company or
gross.
A pattern.
It's like that other one that people wear a lot, I guess, that looks like the
I
same.
Had a hat like that once.
Whoa.
That's weed.
Whoa.
Tweed Penelope owned.
I don't know what that was. What was that? That was weird.
That's a dancing man.
Whoa, is that Will.i.am?
I'm sorry, does she have tweed on her sunglasses?
Yeah. She's got tweed glasses.
Is that Will.i.am and Lady Gaga?
It is April 24th.
Tell me.
It's National Pigs in a Blanket Day. Is that flavor?
That's actually the flavor that we're
nice.
We're sharing that flavor.
Mine's cinnamon roll, but
ow. Who the fuck?
Ew.
Yeah.
Cinnamon roll. Cinnamon.
I don't like this food.
You don't like pigs in a blanket?
Not a huge fan.
Wow.
They're pretty good, actually. They're my favorite thing to... If I go to a party and there's pigs in a blanket, I'm staying at that party for a while.
That's what I'm saying. Kyle, who hurt you as a child?
Pigs in a blanket or Little Smokies?
Both.
Wait,
what's the difference? Oh, Little Smokies are just the smokes.
Or just the... Yeah. Yeah.
Just the smokes.
Yeah. Okay, great. The pigs out the blanket.
Yeah, pigs awake.
Nakey pigs.
The pig that didn't bring his sleeping bag to the camping trip.
The cold pig.
Yeah. Lost in the woods pig. Kyle Pig.
Kyle Pig.
I like Little Smokies better, I think.
I like pigs in a blanket. I like that bread. I like the breading. It
sometimes
tastes like
breading's too much.
It's just a biscuit.
Kyle.
Or like
it's
a like
a croissant.
Like
a croissant.
Yeah, it's the croissant, like the little
croissant?
Pillsbury Doughboy croissant. They're so good to have.
I mean, I'm not saying I hate it. I'm just not a huge fan.
Can we make big pigs in a blanket once?
Like with hot dogs?
Get a hot dog and the croissant stuff and roll it up in a croissant?
What would you call that? Would you still call
man
it
in a blanket?
Daddy blanket.
Daddy's blanket.
Daddy snacks.
Daddy Smokies.
Hey, do you have any more daddy blankets?
Oh, actually, I like daddy snacks better.
It's like Scooby snacks, but for
looking for daddy snacks.
I'm gonna look it up.
Are you gonna Google daddy
safe,
snacks?
Safe search off.
Show
please.
Me daddy snacks.
Daddy snacks.
You spelled that wrong.
The snack that spanks you back.
And this portion of the podcast is brought to you by Blue Apron.
I want to let everybody know that he typed in daddy and then SNA and everything was Snapchat usernames, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, hell yeah. Getting risky on it.
Any good snacks?
Snack daddy lures.
Whoa.
What? What?
Is that for fishing?
Yes.
Is it really?
It's a fish
thing. Spin bait. Power bait. What are we talking about?
Daddy bait.
Oh, home of the legendary elite. That's a tube.
Yeah.
Man,
I don't know what you're doing.
Fish.
If you smell the fish, you leave.
Nothing specifically for daddy snacks. Snack daddy.
Ooh. The snack that spanks you back. It's like
snacks goldfish. Archives, dad with a pan.
Shut up, iCloud. Damn it.
Bastard asshole.
Oh shit, I think I'm a snack daddy.
Okay.
What does that mean?
A person who's willing to exchange sexual favors for snacks.
Snacks or food?
It says snacks.
I don't think that's accurate, because a sugar daddy doesn't do that with sugar. He just does that with money. Actually, he doesn't. He gives money away.
Sugar or some of that?
All right, never mind. I changed my mind.
What?
Because the next line says, a man who has his nuts an asshole played with.
Well,
that ain't me.
You're a snack daddy.
No, well, I think a snack daddy is a person. A daddy snack is like... a person for a daddy.
Yes.
Oh, because
you know, like it's slang now to refer to like a hot person as a snack. Like that's that's a snack, or like
a whole snack.
She's a whole meal.
Yeah,
kind of thing.
I like happy. When I was a kid, and we used to get to pick where we were going for our birthday dinners, I picked McDonald's every time because I just wanted them Happy Meals, boys.
Always
you got a fucking toy out of it.
Pick the McDangs.
McLickadick-Donald's. What's our other day?
It is New Kids on the Block Day.
Had a bunch of hits.
What's that mean?
Chinese food makes me sick. I think it's Fly When Girls Come Back.
What?
For the summer.
That's is not that
for
real?
Summer?
That's not New Kids.
It's yeah, not? It is.
That?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's like LFO or something.
It's not true.
Is that really New Kids? I thought it was New Kids on the Block.
No.
Google!
What was it? New was Kids. Summertime Girls.
Something about Chinese summer food girls. Makes me die.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, because he talks about New Kids on the Block.
Yeah, because Chinese food makes him sick.
And he thinks it's Fly When Girls Walk By for the summer.
For the summer.
Summer?
He said it twice. Yeah, LFO. Yeah, suck a dick.
LFO.
LFA. I'm going back to these snacks.
Willem LFO. Okay.
Oh, shit. This might be only in Massachusetts.
It's only in Massachusetts?
Fuck.
It's everywhere now. We're a nationally syndicated...
Syndicated?
Podcast.
Syndicated.
What's that mean?
That's not what we are.
We're national.
I wish I didn't drink my water.
We are nationally recognized, award-nominated
Craigslist
podcast. Responsible for the takedown of Craigslist.
We're sorry.
And all back page ads. In
1989, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts declared April 24th. God damn it. Vapril 24th.
Yeah,
an original holiday
on
behalf.
Well, it's okay because you're reading a quote from them. They didn't call it Vapril 4th or 24th back then.
I should have, yeah. I should have editorialized that. Vapril 24th, an original holiday on behalf of Boston's most cherished group of lads. Danny Jordan, Joey, Donnie, and Jonathan.
Hell yeah.
So, Ian?
Yeah?
Who's your boy?
My New Kids on the Block boy?
Mm-hmm. That one? Or that one?
I like Donnie.
Donnie? You know who Donnie is?
No.
Are you sure?
Donald Glover?
No. He has a famous brother who is a very well-respected actor.
Mark Wahlberg.
Yes.
Donnie Wahlberg. Hero.
That's my choice.
That's how he caught my eye.
That's my choice as well.
What are the other names?
My favorite is Nick Carter.
Mm.
It's Nick Cannon.
There's a Danny and a Donnie.
Who's in this group?
Donnie, Danny, Alan, Frank, and Kevin.
Who's that?
James.
That's Jonathan.
Jorge.
Jonathan. Philippe. I picked Jonathan.
Jonathan?
Gage, Jonathan. He
Gage,
looks
who
like,
you got?
Holy shit. They all look like old dudes.
And they are.
They're all very old.
They were famous in the 80s.
Except for the Wahlberg, who's famous now. Not really, kind of.
Well, his brother's famous, so he's famous.
Hold on. There's a flow chart. Can I take the flow chart since I don't know this band?
Band.
group. I don't listen to them. Give me the flow chart.
Let's start with all the big Masons. What is your New Kids on the Block anthem? Hanging Tough or Please Don't Go Girl?
Please Don't Hangin Go
tough.
Girl.
Hanging Tough. Hanging Tough. Faux show.
Hanging Tough. Hangin show. Tough.
Do you watch Wahlburgers?
Yes. No.
This is my thing.
If you said no, you are dismissed.
What?
You lost.
Oh, really? Fucking Jared got...
I can't believe we lost Jared to New Kids on the Block.
If you said yes... If you said yes, do your interests include sports, concerts, meeting new people, or fashion, celebs, and movies?
Yes.
Which one?
Well, that wasn't a yes or no.
Yes, all of them. I like them all.
Just, where do both of them go?
One goes to...
Wait, are they both on the show?
One of them goes to, you find blank and blank endearing, or the other one is choice headgear.
What's your choice headgear?
A choice headgear? I'd have to say a headlamp.
A Wilson headlamp?
Yeah.
Your choices are do-rag or fedora.
Oh, god damn, they're so bad.
Why not both? ¿Por qué no los dos? Isn't that it?
I think that's it.
And that's what the little kid says about the taco. ¿Por qué no los dos, Cio?
Yes.
I took a Spanish lesson, by the way, everybody, so you're welcome.
Was it from a taco commercial?
From Chip. Good friend of the show.
Thanks, Chip.
He taught me dog as a male and a female. That's it.
Okay.
And he said that I'm not allowed to learn anymore.
Did you want do-rag or fedora?
Let's go do-rag.
Oh, do-rag.
I'm going fedora.
No, you don't. You never go fedora.
For do-rag, what is your choice contemporary boy band? Maroon 5 or One Direction?
Oh, shit. Maroon 5. It's Maroon 5.
Maroon 5 says, you chose wrong. Please start over.
Where does fedora take me?
Fedora takes you down to, what's your stance on Zayn leaving One Direction?
Fuck him.
So rude, or I totally get it.
So I totally
rude.
Get it.
If it's so rude, your New Kid on the Block is Donnie.
Boom! I fucking knew it!
Match made in heaven.
God, I'm so cool. I knew Donnie was my boy.
He doesn't like when you call him Donnie.
Donnie. It is Mary June Watson 5th.
Yeah. 5th.
5th. And it is National Moonshine Day.
Get your willies wet in that dude dip.
So when someone's making moonshine in their bathtub, does bathing in it make it better?
And that's what gives it the shine.
Does it make you drunk?
Probably. I don't think it does.
I think it would if it soaks.
Like it soaks in through your pores. Yeah. Well, and then your skin's also drunk.
It's like taking the tampon and sticking it in vodka and sticking it in your ass, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
that's what moonshine does.
Well, it's just like acid. You put tabs of acid on your skin and it soaks in, and then you start freaking out.
Yeah, then your skin starts to raise up and like do like little wheels and stuff.
Is that how people stop smoking? They put the acid
patch. Well, you do the patch, and then you do the nicotine patch on top of it for the ultimate rush.
Oh, okay,
it's like a suicide.
That's what Joe Rogan does in the mornings. That's his coffee.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan does that, and then he puts cocaine in his coffee instead of fucking sugar.
That's where he gets his kicks from.
He puts cocaine in his cocaine, let's be real. Mug of cocaine, top off, cocaine.
Just to give it a lighter effect.
So, have you guys ever had moonshine?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think? I'm some asshole that hasn't drank before?
I mean, we are in the beautiful state of
the highest proof
that hasn't drank before?
I don't know.
What?
What's the highest proof you've had?
I always feel like when someone tells me the proof of their moonshine, they're wrong.
Yeah.
Dude, because there's some shit that I've had, and I'll bring it down here.
Oh, cool.
And it's just straight moonshine. It's not fire. Flavored. And it's
gasoline.
It's gnarly, dude. Yeah. It's so good.
It's a rubbing alcohol.
Yeah. It smells like it'll burn your nose hairs.
Awesome.
You know,
that might be your nose hairs burning.
I hope. I don't need them.
I don't really need that.
Does it have the X's on the bottle?
It has 7 of them.
7?
Mm-hmm. 7 X's.
Well, it says here, if marked with triple X's, the moonshine is pure alcohol. So what would that be? What would 7 be?
7 X's means that all of his X's live in Texas.
Okay.
And they're all made of pure alcohol.
Yeah, and they're all bad for eating. They're all bad in your gob.
Mm.
Just burn it up.
If there's 3 X's on a jug of moonshine and it's just pure alcohol, that's not moonshine anymore. That's just a jug of alcohol.
Isn't 3 X's, won't that kill you? Isn't that what the 3 X's stood for?
Well, it says the 3 X's on moonshine jugs symbols represent the number of times a batch was run through the still. So if it was 7 times, it's jet fuel, right?
I thought it was the other way around. I thought the amount. I thought like the less times you run it through the still, because running it through the still doesn't that like water it down?
It's still alcohol though.
Still.
I get it.
Can we make a new moonshine flavor right now?
Yeah, give me a moonshine name.
Lucky Charms marshmallows.
Oh, a new flavor. Yeah. I thought you meant a new name for moonshine.
No, so a flavor.
Like, there's like White Lightning and...
Well, there was, but that's not what we're doing.
Okay. Cookies and cream.
Mine's just blueberry, and we call it Bloonshine.
New flavor.
Balloon.
We call it balloon flavor.
You drink moonshine out of a balloon.
Whippets. Whippets moonshine.
I don't understand how it works.
Oh no, what's going on, guys?
Chuck E. Cheese pizza.
Oh no.
That's not good.
Moonshine.
Thin Mint.
Thin Mint.
You said Mint.
Thin Mint pizza.
Look at all the little men they got in there.
So many men.
You shake it up and you're like, got one man in there. And it's good.
Well, if it's got three X's, it's got three men.
They're all nude.
They're stirring it with their wang.
They're wang dangers.
How else are you going to get the stank off it?
He's got a point.
Yeah. Exactly.
It burns so good.
It's never smelled cleaner, though.
It is also National Hot Air Balloon Day.
So everybody
balloon is spelled wrong.
Hey, you know what?
Hey, you know what?
These are my notes and not yours.
Okay, well, it's still spelled wrong.
Hot air balloon.
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 You spelled it right, Gage.
Yeah, Gage actually spelled it right.
Shocking.
Great for you.
Let's ignore some of this other stuff, though.
There's a field in front of my house, and there's a lot of hot air balloons that actually land in the field.
How many people land in it without the hot air balloon?
Like
who jumps out and dies?
Or
how many hot air balloons land without people?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Where'd they go?
Like 7 a year.
God took them.
They flew too close and got plucked out of the sky.
You're with me now.
Oh, you must. Oh, look, an angel. Flying home, Daria.
It says the best way to celebrate this day is to ride a hot air balloon. What if you don't have one?
Wow.
One.
Can you make a makeshift hot air balloon?
You just got to put it in the microwave.
Yeah.
That's a hot air balloon.
Okay.
You can.
Or...
You just take a helium balloon.
No. Helium's not hot. You can't heat up helium.
You take a helium balloon, and then you put a little basket in there, and you go to PetSmart, you buy two mice, you put them in the basket, and just let it go.
It's mice. It is mice.
You just let it go. It's mice. I had both of you.
I had mices when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Right. I'm going to kill myself.
My sister used to buy them.
I finally got ungrounded, and now I'm going to have to fucking die.
Yeah. Oh, no. Don't. Save my sister had mices that, you know, the ones that that they feed the snakes. She bought those as pets because she didn't want them to die, and she named them.
How long did they live after she owned them?
I think 3 years.
Oh,
this wasn't Che.
Okay,
it's Reagan.
Reagan. Yeah,
that was supposed to be an R.
That was a P. A B. That's a B. Was that
one? Oh, Reagan.
Oh, Reagan.
Reagan.
And she named them Twilight characters.
Of course.
And
so they would live forever.
One of them, I think, got stepped on.
Was that Jacob or Edward?
I don't remember, honestly.
Shit.
When I was in fifth grade, we had like the little white mice that they feed for snakes and shit. Mice. And when I was in fifth grade, like we had like 10 of them in a cage in our classroom. It was like our class pet or whatever. And we had a metal wheel.
You had mices for pets?
Yeah.
You can't have mices for pets.
A metal wheel that they would run around on.
Not friends.
And one day they were running on the wheel and another one tried to get on the wheel and it chopped its head right off.
Holy fuck.
Amazing.
Yes.
Did that happen when you were in school?
No, we came in the next day and there's just this headless mouse just sitting
there. Holy
shit. And that's what you
shit.
Came up with? What if the mouse was like, nah, not today, Ricky, and he just like fucking like took him out. What were you like? He was obviously spinning on the wheel too quick.
I like to think
because
a kid...
his dead body and his head was head on the wheel, body not on the wheel.
This was a mice hit.
Yeah.
I mean, he could have been
I
want to
think a kid came in and saw the tank and was like, murder! No!
A Mies mobster rolled in.
Mies right. Mafia?
Yeah.
Oh, no! You fucked me.
Yeah, you said Mies.
It is...
Mary June Watson
12th, and it's National Jerky Day.
So get jerking.
Yeah.
Start jerking.
Jerking that gherkin.
You gotta get that jerking.
24 hours of jerky.
Yep.
Call it a work.
All kinds. You like deer jerky? Good. You like moose jerky? Good.
You like
baby jerky? Good.
You like self jerky?
Good.
Good.
You like gay jerky?
Gage jerky.
Not gay jerky. Unless you're into it. Good.
What about Sasquatch jerky? That's
the rarest jerky to find. You cannot jerk that sass.
Mm.
You can't get a sassy jerk.
Hold on. I have totally gotten a sassy drink.
It's impossible, Gage. He'd flip your trees.
Well, didn't know we were talking about a person still.
He's more than a man, thank you.
Okay. Strongest animal alive.
He is. He's the god of the gods.
He's the god of trees.
He's like
Would Norway. You eat people jerky?
Yes.
Yes.
Seasoned correctly, yes.
No, okay, even so original.
It's all yes, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you eat people if it was socially acceptable and offered to you?
Yes.
Yeah.
You'd eat fried skin and stuff like that?
Sure.
Like people parts?
I eat chicken.
Like KFC type thing? It's the thing? Same. Where like...
Yeah, you like, get like a it's a restaurant a drive through.
It's KFP. And Kentucky
like,
Fried People.
What would you like? Thigh, calf,
wings.
Arm,
I want all wings.
Sure. You bicep, tricep, bucket of assortment.
Lats. I want some lats.
Sweet.
I feel like that's what
for dessert they offer dicks.
Yeah. I was gonna say the brain.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Or the heart, because that's the love.
That's food. The sweetest part.
The sweetest part's or okay, sorry, the most bitter part's probably the liver.
Yeah, the liver will kidney. Get you drunk
or kidney, sure. Oh, the flavor's in the stomach.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Yeah. It's like, what do you do with the stomach?
The flavor's all in the stomach because it's like a nice sack of everything that person ate the day before.
Hey, you like. You want to know what their last meal was? You can just pop that in your gullet.
Can you order their last meal?
It can be your now meal. And then
it's basically like
cooked in their stomach.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So you go to the counter. I would like
that one.
Turkey on rye.
In Bob's stomach.
Chips and then put it in Bob. So he sits there. You watch him eat it. Like you're picking a lobster out.
That's a little different.
And then you're like, okay, well he's done. Chops head off, and then immediately.
No, what they do is they take his stomach out and then put him back in the tank and let him swim around.
And he's like,
yeah. They let him swim around in his own broth.
Did he rip out his vocal cords too?
Well, that's just the pain noises.
That's the pain game.
He's hurting
for a squirting.
That's not what I said.
Mm.
Jerky is the official food of the astronauts. Did you know that?
That's not true. Vacuums are.
You got me there.
That's not.
Yeah. What about that freeze-dried ice cream?
No, there's no liquids in space.
Dippin' Dots?
Freeze-dried ice cream. That's the ice cream of the future. We're not there yet.
Freeze-dried.
Dippin' Dots.
Fuck Dippin' Dots.
You don't like Dippin' Dots?
It's terrible.
I like Dippin' Dots
so
a lot.
Good.
Let's fucking fight.
Gerald
Let's
broke his
fight
phone
right
Dippin'
now.
Dots. Dippin'
what?
Dots are really good.
Yes.
That's the ice cream. Kyle, that's the ice cream of the future.
It's not
we're
a future
almost
I
want
to be in, goddammit.
We've been
good.
Looking for the
you're
future
not allowed.
For 20 years.
Go back to Earth 1.
Yeah, Earth 1, you heathen ass, sinner, fucker ass.
Whoa. Where's the shuttle? I'm taking it.
You fool.
How do you not like Dippin' Dots? You have so many flavors and dots.
What's wrong with Dippin' Dots? Why don't you like
explain.
Dippin'
Dots? It's so weird.
Oh,
that's
you like
why
it
you don't
weird.
Like
You're
it?
Friends with Ian.
Kyle doesn't like pickles.
He's
so.
Got a really good point.
What?
What if there's cookies and cream Dippin' Dots?
Yeah.
I don't
Each
no.
dot is like
no.
one of them's a cookie, one of them's
How are you
going
to put sprinkles on Dippin' Dots?
Why do you have to? The dots can also be sprinkles.
How are you going to put chocolate sauce?
The whole
sauce?
Thing's sprinkles.
How are you going to put chocolate sauce? On Dippin' Dots.
He just what are you doing
first
ice
off,
cream?
Hang on, first thing, don't ever fucking call it chocolate sauce.
Yeah,
it's chocolate Second syrup.
Off, guess
chocolate
what?
Sauce.
Guess what?
Sauce.
There are chocolate sauce Dippin' Dots.
No,
there's a Dippin' Dot for everything.
It's just chocolate.
They're cornering. Are they trying to corner the market?
What do you want a Dippin' Dot sundae?
They're trying to round out the. They're
they
trying
have
to round
yeah,
the market into a dot.
Yeah. Kyle, you're a fucking.
Wait till astronauts come back from space and take over the Earth again.
And then take your feet away.
Since Earth 2 only has like 60 of us on this thing. And then we're all eating Dippin' Dots out of a goddamn helmet.
All your fault.
A baseball helmet?
Yeah, because I've done that.
I've made mistakes.
Tastes like astronauts.
I like this so much, astronaut man. Don't hurt me.
Welcome to Bartard. Where we got Dippin' Dots.
Oh god.
It's a Dippin' Dot ice cream float.
But it's all Dippin' Dot flavors.
Yeah.
Sounds like hell.
Fuck you.
It's impossible, it would melt.
Good. Be normal ice cream. It's also Crowded Nest Awareness Day. Ian, what's that about?
So this is where you know how birds they'll push babies out of its nest to make more room?
Out of spite, yes.
Yeah, so you gotta push your baby out of a window. Because it's a crowded nest. You gotta make room for more babies. So,
I mean,
go for it.
It is hot outside.
Yeah.
What if you have a box fan in your window?
Push that baby out.
Put it with it.
Okay.
So, I like where you're going with this. But I think, I mean, talking about birds, birds are the most... I mean, most qualified for this day. Have you seen the videos of birds? Other going to other nests? Because they're fucking brutal. Awful.
Yeah.
I watched a video of three baby birds in a nest, and a hawk showed up. And just like, because there's an outside camera, the hawk just landed there, and the birds thought it was its mother, and just held their mouth open, and the hawk was like, yep. And then jumped on the nest, grabbed two of them, and left. I saw another video.
Damn.
Where a woodpecker shows up on the nest of like four baby birds, and was like, I hate these baby birds, and pecked them to death.
Oh my god. Shit.
This is what I think of when I think of Crowded Nest Awareness Day. Birds are doing population control.
A little crowded in here.
Bird crimes.
Yeah. He's like, you know what? Too many baby birds in my neighborhood. Destroyed.
So, do we arm people with like BB guns and airsoft guns?
Bigger birds.
Oh, okay.
Everyone gets a hawk.
like in Dark Souls?
Go get a baby bird. Go find a nest and tip it.
Hey, find me, baby.
No, baby. Oh, yeah. Don't watch it.
Find me, baby.
Don't watch. Is the woodpecker one on there?
Don't watch it, but hey, is this on there?
Woodpecker attacks baby birds. That's the third one.
Yep, there it is. Great. The first one was the hawk one.
I'm going to watch all of them.
What is wrong with you?
I just want to see it.
You just want to look. Show. Look. There he is.
I'm going to be able to sleep tonight.
I just want
to
see it.
Oh, my God.
He's fucking mean.
Oh, great. It's close up.
I told you. Look.
He goes... Oh, yeah, I want that one, too. Bye.
Oh, my God. See ya. He looks right at the camera like yeah. Jim on The Office.
He's like, well, these are mine.
And then the other one jumps out. It's like, fuck this.
Population control. The controlled population.
All right.
fuck this shit. I'm out.
This nest ain't safe.
Do the woodpecker one.
God. Watch Jesus the Christ. Murder.
Great. All right, we got about... Oh, no. That's not a woodpecker.
No, whatever bird.
We got about 2, 4, 6, 7 birds in here.
Look, they're all so hungry.
Excited.
Oh, here's some food. Oh, yep. All right, let's go back.
Okay.
Let's hang out. Oh, food. Oh hell yeah. Great. Yeah, I love this. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Oh, God. We're waiting for another bird to come in.
Where's Woody the Woodpecker?
Oh, God. Food. Oh, there he is.
Oh, no, this isn't mom. Beats it into the fucking corner. Watch it. Watch. Oh, just beats the fuck out of it.
Oh my god.
If you're listening to our reaction at home, everybody.
What is this? Is it eating the fucking. Is it beating the shit out of their cage?
Yeah. It's mad.
It took it.
It's burying them right now.
What did you search in YouTube to find
Wait. What's going on?
Now
right
Mama
now?
Bird came back, and then she's like, oh, wait, what the fuck?
Where are my children?
Where's the other one?
I thought they were all dead.
Not yet.
They're playing dead.
So oh, God,
he came back, and he just starts beating the fuck out of them.
That one's domed. That one's gone.
Oh, God. Well, I'm glad everyone at home getting this live commentary of bird attacks.
Yeah, this isn't great. Oh, it's gone.
It took him out.
You guys thought shark attacks were cool.
The next is bird week.
Oh, gosh.
He's so angry.
Oh, my God.
Why is he so mad?
I hope this is good for everybody
out.
Else.
The little one flew out after him. Look, he took it, and then the little one's like, no, that's my fucking sister. You can't have it. Watch it.
Okay, I'm done.
Watch him. Watch him.
Ian's like, more.
He's like, fuck yeah. Oh, mama. Oh, all right. Now, what the fuck? Where's the rest of my kids?
How about you stay in there, bud, huh?
Well, then she'll get domed.
She's real confused. She's like, back. All right, there was like eight in here.
I'm waiting for that hawk to come back.
1, 2, 3. What the fuck?
So
is that Mama? Nope. No. Oh, it's fucking gosh. Woody Woodpecker coming to take your fucking.
It's like I'm not done.
We're down to one.
It's a fucking roulette.
This is terrifying.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Oh my
gosh. Watching bird murder.
Oh no. Gone.
It just gets in there and just takes them. Like why? Woodpeckers are. Oh, there's one left.
He just hates those fucking kids. He lives on the birdhouse upstairs.
Just took
he hears
off.
Them all the time.
I can't. I'm traumatized now.
Oh, there was one more.
Oh, great.
And it was, like, just chilling. Took that one,
yep,
too.
There it is. Thanks for showing me that again. Get to relive this night.
You're welcome.
We're going to have to link that video now.
I typed in hawk takes baby birds. So
first result and the third result.
Yeah.
Great.
Holy shit.
I'm glad everyone got to listen to that.
Here's another one. Hawk grabs
Don't,
baby
no, no more birds.
No, we're good.
So what's the next?
Hawk
what's
tears
next
head
Tuesday?
Off baby bird?
No, we're done.
Gotta save
we're
that.
We're done.
Add to play, or add to watch
it.
Later.
Tweet it.
It is also American Redneck Day,
Hell
appropriately
yes.
enough.
American Redneck Day.
Don't fucking forget it.
Get rock
These
hard.
Colors don't run. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Dicks out.
They should have the election on 4th of July.
Oh, my
I'm
God.
I'm surprised they don't. That's the most American day in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good point.
Why the second Tuesday of July or whatever? Or, I mean... Sorry.
The week
after. I've got 4th of July on my brain. Goddamn America.
Yeah, shit. There's only one thing to think about today. America?
Obviously.
Duh.
It's only everywhere. So what are we talking about?
I'm sorry. Rednecks.
I lost my brain.
Yeah. American rednecks as opposed to Australian rednecks?
What's an Australian redneck?
I wish I knew.
Every Australian ever. Yeah,
you're
an Australian horse.
All beard in my mouth.
An Australian redneck.
Don't do that.
Sounds like the lady that had chocolate in SpongeBob.
You sound like discount Vegeta.
Not only that, you sound like redneck Vegeta.
That's Vegeta's Australian.
What?
No.
Well,
no.
Yeah.
No. Nope.
Yeah.
I don't think...
He's from Planet Australia, so I'm pretty sure I've seen all the episodes of Dragon Ball.
No, are you from sure? Planet Vegeta.
Pretty sure?
I'm pretty sure that's
he's
not...
getting hand jobs on Planet Australia or whatever. Own planet.
You want to... Because you want to blow the guy that has Planet Australia Vegeta.
Yeah. He's been to Planet Australia.
He's been there. He's not from there.
He's from there with orange hair.
Ginger Vegeta is there.
What is a redneck Canadian?
A redneck Canadian
someone
is...
with maple syrup on their
somebody
belly.
From Vermont that hunts mooses. Meese.
That's an American.
That's still American.
Mills.
There's about four different animals in that sentence. Isn't it like...
So, a redneck Australian is...
Go ahead. Yep.
What do they call them? Joey.
That's a baby kangaroo.
Yeah,
what
do they call him? Joey.
Joey.
Just one Joe.
I really want that to be like a slur in Australia. Like,
oh
my God, he said
Joey.
It. He said it.
Well, because they call the ladies Sheilas.
Whoa.
Do they?
In Australia. That's an Australia thing.
I thought Sheila was a girl.
Yeah, they call the ladies Sheila.
Whoa, what is...
What the fuck?
What is happening?
Don't step on these.
Step on him because he's taking his goddamn costume off.
It was like putting rubber bands around a watermelon. And it was squeezing my pants.
Listen, you gotta embrace America.
I embraced it. It embraced me back.
I've been embracing it forever.
The only thing I know about Canada is like the rednecks. They wear like denim. Everything.
Yeah, the Canadian tuxedos.
Yeah,
all denim.
Yeah. I know that Canadians are super racist towards other Canadians. French Canadians, actually.
That makes sense.
Yeah, like,
that makes sense.
Like
we should send him to Canada.
Regular Canadians are super racist against French Canadians, and vice versa.
So your hat would not go over well.
Wait, where do you sit on this debate? Who's Canadian are you?
I'm a big melting pot, really. If I'm being honest,
make a fucking decision, you goddamn coward.
Nope, I'm free to not do that.
Kyle,
French Canadian. That's the only answer.
Jared, standard Canadians.
Fuck off, you maple syrup bastard.
Yeah,
give me my French fries.
The only
with gravy
good parts of Canada.
Poutine. Yeah.
Give them to me. What's next, Kyle?
It is... Oh, man. What is it?
Oh, it's
no.
A day.
No.
It's Jaliderman.
Jaliderman.
Yeah.
10th. And it is Cow Appreciation Day.
Woo! I love Chick-fil-A.
I get it.
Yeah. Gage got it because he's a smart, cultured man. Cultured man.
So, how weird is it that the cows from Chick-fil-A can, like, spell
wrong?
Well, they can't spell very good.
So, shouldn't we be eating them if they're dumb enough to, like, not know how to spell you?
Well, they're the smartest cows ever.
Yeah.
And have you ever, but not as smart as people.
Have you ever seen a chicken spell anything?
It's called chicken scratch.
It's got you there.
Well, you know.
You had nowhere to go with that now. He fucking shut you down.
Rebuttal?
He's thinking. He's like, a farm animal.
That's one for hungover animals.
Yeah, well, you know what?
What?
A cow would kill a chicken in a fight. Guaranteed.
I don't think so.
Guaranteed.
Chicken can go into a smaller spot.
Guaranteed.
And then peck at it when it tries to get close.
Guaranteed.
So in cow and chicken, who won?
Cow.
Chicken.
I did, because I didn't watch that fucking TV show.
The devil won.
You're
right.
The devil with the shiny butt.
Yeah.
I hate that fucking show.
It was bad.
I'm sorry.
It's also...
I appreciate cows, by the way.
They're all right.
Yeah. They taste cows. They're delicious. I just ate.
I don't know what you ate was cow.
Quarter pounder of cheese.
What?
They're all written there.
Oh my God, I thought you were talking about cows.
Have you forgotten how things
Holy
work?
Are you
going to
give me cow facts? Carfax? Show me the Carfax.
Don't step on a B-day.
Kneecaps?
Hey, every day is don't step on a B-day.
I'll fucking smack it out of the sky, though.
Hey, I've Kyle, guess what?
What?
Don't do that.
I'm gonna. That
bumblebees are endangered now, I think.
And just don't come around.
You know how many times they've been put on that list?
Bumblebees?
They get put on that list, like, all the time.
Yes, and that's bad.
What list? The extinction list.
Oh, but then they always find, like, new, more species
of bees. Oh, wait, no, we're idiots. Yeah. They've been hibernating.
Yeah.
Hey, every year.
Guess what?
That's weird.
Without bees, we're all gonna die. Starve to death.
I never saw the B movie. I don't know what that's about.
Yeah, you should watch the B movie. It's great. It's not no A movie, but you know, it's fine.
So, don't step on Jerry Seinfeld Day.
Well, no. Yes.
I would never.
Never, ever.
He's a national treasure.
If he tries to get in your car and have coffee with you,
I would
don't let him do it.
No, I don't do that.
Don't do it.
Jerry.
I don't like coffee.
My boy, Jerry.
Whatever he's on LinkedIn.
I'm just going to tweet at Jerry Seinfeld.
I'll go to LinkedIn and see if Jerry Seinfeld's on LinkedIn.
I hope he does. I doubt it.
Next is Pina Colada Day. So
it's not what that says.
Pina colada.
That actually just says pina colada. Pina colada.
Oh yeah, there's no.
There's no little.
Pina colada.
Pina colada.
So get your pina coladas.
And get hot.
Fuck yeah.
Go ahead with the next one.
The next one is Clarihue Day.
Can you clarify?
Yes. Clarihue is a four-line biographical poem usually featuring and making fun of a well-known person.
Do you guys want to make some Clarihues?
So we all, there's four people here. Do you want to do four lines?
What's this?
Each one line a person?
I don't
How
want
much is a line? Because I'm not feeling
It's about
great.
That long.
Just a little bump.
Just a little bump.
Just a little bump.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Little
What's,
little.
Who, what famous person do we want to make fun of?
Jerry Seinfeld, I thought.
Okay.
A-A-B-B. Who's
that?
If you know what that means.
Yeah, I know.
ABBA.
Oh, you want to make fun of ABBA?
That means rhyme.
Yes, rhyme. All of them. All the rhymes. Yeah.
Rhyme.
Yes.
Ian, would you
so
like
what are
start?
We poeming about Jerry Seinfeld?
Who's starting?
Fuck.
Whoever has the first sentence, go.
Okay.
And it's supposed to make fun of him.
Yeah.
I can't do this.
Why?
Jerry Seinfeld is a rich fuck.
Go ahead, Jared.
Jerry Seinfeld probably has a pet duck.
Go ahead, Kyle.
You gave me the worst word.
He wouldn't let it in his house.
But you know he fucked it like a spouse.
Yes!
Thank you, Jerry, for fucking that duck.
Thank you, Jerry.
You knew how we do rumor Jerry Seinfeld fucks ducks. So put it on Twitter, put it on the internet.
Wait, tweet it.
I'm not a fan of how well that kind of actually worked out.
Tweet at TMZ.
He's a duck fucker.
Jerry,
we did
Jared,
right.
Welcome to
we did right.
the improv comedy show.
We did alright. You know?
We just made an improv.
You know, we've been doing this we for did a long prov. Time.
It's also Giant Gummy Teddy Bear Day. Gage, what's that about, bud? Because really, it's National Tell an Old Joke Day.
I didn't know that was a...
so,
not a day.
Yeah. It's not.
Is that a joke? No. Is that an old joke?
Is that the joke?
You guys were fucking around talking about Doomsday, so I was like, I'm just going to add one and see if they know.
Yeah, we did.
Well, because you're reading them. I just wanted you to be like, National Gummy Bear
what
Day.
What we just did is illegal.
What? Made a day?
Made a day.
People make days all the time. We talk about the most bullshit days on this show.
No, you're thinking of the movies when they're like, make my day.
There was like a biannual Alanis Morissette Day or something we skipped over.
We can't make your day.
Make my day.
We just can't.
Make it.
He said it. He said the name of the movie. It's over.
Oh, shit. Credits.
Play the credits. No, look at the camera.
Wink.
So
both eyes.
How would we celebrate Giant Gummy Bear Day?
Eat Giant Gummy Bears.
You gotta drill a hole.
Yeah, where?
Anywhere.
The back right, of your right skull. In the mouth.
Right in the back of the skull.
Right in the mouth plate.
Right in the cavity.
Okay.
Have you had one of those giant gummy bears?
No.
They're
no.
fucking thick.
Yeah, they're tough.
Would you say they're a snack?
They a whole snack.
I'll say it later.
Okay. No, I like that.
Okay.
What else is it?
tell an old joke day.
Tell an old... You guys got any old jokes? Dad jokes count as old jokes?
Dads are old.
So I would say yes.
Okay,
yes.
I got a good dad joke for you guys. Why does Little Mermaid wear seashells?
Because she's... I don't want to ruin it.
Because she grew out of her bee shells.
I was going to say because she hasn't grown into D-shells, so it's kind of the same, but backwards sides of it.
Is that a batteries joke?
Yeah.
Like, you have your A-cell
Do you know what E.T. is short for?
No.
So they can fit on the spaceship. I thought that was going to be, you know what ET is short for? His name.
Yeah, that, I've heard somebody say that before. That's like saying, this is human, the human.
Yeah.
Nope. Yes. No, that would be like calling them Humie the human.
No, he it's literally his,
what their
his
species is. Sure. He's an extraterrestrial. They named him ET.
Extraterrestrial, the extraterrestrial.
Yeah, I found a human and I named him Humie. Humie the human.
Okay.
Humie is just short for human.
You know, this H.
This is H-Man the human.
What kind of car does Yoda drive?
A Focus?
A Toyota.
Okay.
There you go.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
Why?
I don't know. I honestly don't
know. I wanted you
to get to the other side.
To get to the other side and lay an egg. That answers two questions.
But
we didn't.
Only one was asked.
Someone across the street's like, "Oh, he's so right! I just asked that. Did he hear me?" They didn't list any old jokes on there for
they
us.
They don't. I have the hashtags though, if you want those.
No, I don't.
Do you know what the difference between a crocodile and an alligator is?
The name.
Yeah.
One will see you.
One will see you later, and the other one will see you after a while.
Yeah.
Do you know why blind people don't go skydiving?
I've heard this before.
Because they don't said that on this. You said that on the show.
I did.
Before.
Yeah,
I think I've said all of these on the show.
Because it'll scare the shit out of the dog.
You have said that.
You
on
said
the
that
show
on the
before.
Show.
That's why I've heard it.
Did
you find the gummy bear day?
No. I'm very excited for an upcoming episode. Stay tuned.
We got a cliffhanger.
If
are you making a joke right now?
It's not an old joke. If you just thought of it.
Why can't you hear pterodactyls go to the bathroom?
Because they're all extinct.
Because dinosaurs never existed, Jared. The planet is 4,000 years old.
They're just small
you
birds.
You fucking idiot.
Plebe.
I don't know how.
It's please. Also only 2,018 years old.
Because the P is silent.
Mm-hmm. No, they're dead. All of them.
dead. No, they're dead.
They all died.
Jeff Goldblum's crying somewhere.
Take them into the Ark.
Yeah, explain that.
Yeah, tell God that joke and
God
watch
did
him smack your
up.
Face.
God isn't real.
Yikes.
I'm clipping that.
Old joke day, the Bible.
Got him.
Hello. It's also National Tequila Day. Oh my God, what happened?
Our world just went dark.
There we go.
We're back.
Tequila's back.
Who's
Tequila.
There? Who said that?
Ooh, do we celebrate Tila Tequila this day?
Yes, we do.
Wasn't she a man? Wasn't that a big rumor? A
no, she just wouldn't date anybody until she had a TV show or something.
That is true.
Yeah.
Yeah, legally.
And then she was, MySpace famous, and then VH1 was like, we need viewers.
I thought it was MTV.
Was it?
MTV.
Two seasons.
MTV.
There was two seasons of that show?
Yeah, Tila Tequila's Master Bajila.
That is, okay, so that's the grossest name for a genitalia.
Bajila. Hey, you want to see my Bajila?
Oh, God, I can see right into her Bajila.
My abogada.
It was just hanging out. I don't know what was going on.
Put your Bajila away. Goddamn.
There's kids.
Goddamn, Denise.
So MySpace gave us two terrible things. Tequila, Tequila.
One more again?
Can I get it one more?
And Dane Cook.
I like Dane Cook.
Dane Cook's awful.
Dane Cook's fine.
Dane Cook's pretty fine.
No.
Dane Cook's only
if I have to hear him say coconut one more time. I'm
Dane Cook's funny the first
mind.
Time.
He has a weird way of speaking about food.
That's true. Dane Cook
that's
really is funny
that's not
only
racist.
Once.
Yeah, Dane Cook's funny one time.
No, he's not.
He is.
He isn't.
Dane Cook was funny in middle school. And now
when MySpace was popular. He would put up his dumbass jokes on MySpace.
That fucking Kool-Aid joke is the coolest thing. It's the best fucking joke in the world.
I don't know.
What? Kool-Aid Man's gonna burst through my wall. I'm gonna be like, no, no, no. Naughty, naughty Kool-Aid Man. You fix a hole in that wall before my dad gets home from work. He's gonna beat me with a belt.
No, you got to say it like Dane Cook does.
I'm not gonna scream.
Kool-Aid Man. You gonna fix that wall before my dad gets home from work. And I'm like, is he a rugrat now?
Yes.
What the fuck's happening?
What?
My dad's working. He's gonna beat my bottom.
Half his jokes end with him pushing the microphone into his mouth going...
You're right.
Yeah,
you're not wrong.
Dane Cook, you're not funny.
So
what about the
BK
Lounge? BK
God!
You're gonna talk about the B&E version? Like,
yeah,
I'm gonna commit.
Lounge.
All right, I'm calling
B&E. You know, I'm not breaking
call
in.
I'm calling my brother out.
Why?
I doubt he listens to this.
Well,
so
it to him.
Hey,
we
bitch.
played golf yesterday,
okay.
And he says I'm stopping at BK Lounge on my way. Do you want anything?
Fuck him.
You can't.
He's holding on to old jokes.
It's 2018.
Listen,
you that is literally almost 20 years old.
You stupid idiot.
Thanks for sticking stickers everywhere, though. But please don't do that.
I remember when that HBO special, him like he on that he was on the roundabout where he just had the circle stage.
Yeah. That was
the Grand Arena or whatever.
Yeah, what was the tour
Madison
called?
Square? No, it was.
It wasn't Madison Square.
Fuck.
Vicious Circle.
Yes.
Yes. Or Cycle. Circle. Or Cycle. Yeah. And that, everybody was like, you gotta watch this. And people were like, bring the DVD to my house. I'm like, get this shit out of my house. I can't have it in here. It's fucking garbage.
Did you end it with...
I know, I just, my, well, and then somehow his hand ends up on the side of his face, whatever, and
or,
I'm like,
or he's on the ground.
Doing?
Or he's on the ground.
And he's just doing like Homer running circles on the ground for no reason. You're not funny, Dan Cook. It's over.
Like...
He's the kind of guy that said the movie title of the movie in the movie.
That's why he's good.
Was he in Good Luck Chuck?
Yes.
He was. Yeah, and I'm like...
Dude, he... And Employee of the Month
I was gonna
and
say
all this shit.
I never saw that one. It's, I did see Good Luck Chuck.
If only
he
was like,
I
meet Employee of the Month.
Oh my god! That's the... Oh, I fucking hate it. I hate Dan Cook. I fucking hate him.
Told you. I'm sorry.
You can do that. You can do that.
Oh, really?
Am I?
You know what? I'm going to defend. I'm going to defend Employee of the Month. It's not that bad.
It's no, the movies bad. Are fine.
It's not that bad.
Good Luck Chuck was good.
They're not fine.
No.
Dan Cook couldn't land that girl.
Who? Jessica Simpson? Bullshit. He fucking did.
Jessica Alba? Bullshit. He fucking did.
Was it both Jessicas?
Wait.
He's got a
Jessica
wait,
Alba
wait,
was
wait.
In Good Luck Chuck, wasn't she?
Yep. Yeah.
And
I didn't know Jessica Simpson,
Jessica
was,
Simpson
was the other one.
Yeah, dude.
I don't like that.
Good movies.
I'll take this script and I'll take this role only if we cast a Jessica.
I'm a Jessica man.
Jessica's got to be in this movie. I'm sorry, sir. Her name needs to start with a J and end with a
Jessica.
Jessica? Fuck you, Dan.
I'm not Jessica. And that's a Dan Cook.
That's
everybody.
A Dan Cook joke. God. We just made a Dan Cook skit. So if he wants to make a resurgence, I swear to fucking God.
Can we tweet this at him?
If
no.
Dan Cook ends up on Showtime in a fucking month.
Fuck you, Dan Cook. I will punch your dick off of your body.
To be fair, he already has an album called Retaliation, so he can't really do anything, can he?
Legally, he cannot retaliate because we're retaliating.
But if a Jessica joke makes it into his next set, I'm going to sue the shit
I'm
going to
pee a brick.
Right now, it is July 24th, and we're dating this episode. July 24th.
It comes out on July 24th. This is getting recorded on July 22nd.
Yeah.
It happens between now and when it comes out, because that happens a lot.
Okay.
Which means that the internet's listening to all of our shit
before
it comes out. They're tapped in.
Okay. Dan Cook, balls in your fucking court.
Next 2 days, Dan Cook's back. He's like, yo, where's my Jessica's?
the cover of the DVD is going to be this.
Him on the ground running in circles, this pose.
I
got a watermelon with my Jessica in the BK lounge.
I was in my house cleaning a dish.
A dish, you know, a dish, like in the sink, a dish.
A dish you would use.
And I heard it, so I came out.
I scooped it into the trash and put it in the sink, my dish.
I put my dish in the sink. Things off of my dish. A little dish, please.
Kyle, you know how you want to clip out stuff for the YouTube?
Yeah.
Do that one.
Okay.
So, I think we could all be Dan Cook.
We could be Dan Cook.
Hey, Halloween's coming. Oh my god! A little truck, please.
Oh my god.
Honey mustard and barbecue sauce.
I feel bad for the rest of the show because I don't think I need to
talk. Pickles! Fuck Dan Cook.
Sweet sour sauce in my pussy.
Yes. Thank you for knowing.
There's your ASMR.
God. Okay. Alright, well, shit. What's the next?
I just want to show a Dan Cook for an hour.
Can that be a topic, please?
Can it be a separate
podcast?
That is now a topic.
Oh, my God. Christ.
Yeah, congrats. Okay.
So that was Tequila Day. Thanks.
I thought it was Old Joke Day.
No, we are on Tequila Day.
Well, tequila makes you remember old jokes like Dan Cook.
Yeah.
Who is still a joke.
I just want to forget. But I can't.
You can never forget. It's also Pioneer Day.
Yeah, I like pie.
So,
near.
If you have them desserts near,
better be a pie.
Eat them,
especially when it's near.
Eat that pie.
How many dads do you think have made that joke on like Thanksgiving? Like, oh, that pie, near.
or something. I don't think any dad's ever made
that joke. That sentence has never been said, I don't think.
You are the first.
Yeah, good job.
TM.
You're a new dad.
Oh, no.
You're a dad now. You fucked up.
And that's how I became a dad.
That's how I became a dad.
A dad.
I cleaned my dish, and I said, I took my dish, and put it in the sink. I said, the pioneer.
When I was done making that dad joke, I was like, oh, shit, I must be a dad now. I walked out of my living room. There's my son. I'm like, oh, fuck, how'd my son get here? What's your name? He said, Jessica. I'm like, that's not a boy's name.
And then I said, go clean my dish.
Get to your room. You go to your room.
No video games for you.
Yeah.
I'll play the door. Games.
Jared, I'm sorry.
No door for you.
I'm going to die.
Give me the door, dad! Give me the door! Take it out of my room!
Where do I go?
Running around in circles on the ground, throwing a tantrum.
You know what's a good snack? A giant gummy bear.
Dope.
I hope you guys like all of our DJs.
I'm sorry for this show already.
No, that's awesome. I like that.
I love it so far.
You can find this podcast on Spotify or on Google Play or on iTunes, all for free. And also, you can find us on Facebook, where we like to do polls and interact with our audience. Also, we're on Twitter, so you can go and follow us there, where we have people send in questions via Twitter or Facebook or in person. And we will answer your questions to the best of our ability and give you the advice that you're looking for. We're kind of like Ask Jeeves or Quora, but for the layman. We break it down.
If we're anything not like them, it's just that we give better advice just later.
We give advice, but we really give hard truths.
Yes. Yeah,
that is true.
We give you the truth. We don't butter you up with science. We don't butter you up with all of these extra words. We just tell you how it is and the way it's gonna be.
And if you don't like it, you can get the hell out.
If you don't like it, you know what? Maybe you're just not meant to be smart, and that's okay.
But thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening, though.